psychology expert.
Good morning, Pamela.
This correlation between music and the taste of chocolate, is it out there?
Oh, it's definitely out there. And because I love chocolate and music, it was a particularly fun piece of research that we did.
I'm sure it took you years, Steve.
I wish it took years, but no. At some point, I have to cut back on the chocolate. But it was lovely.
You've 25 years of experience in the music industry. So how did this research then come about? What was behind it all?
Well, Cadbury was really interested in taking a look at building on some of the work that they had done last year around flavor and taste, and so they wanted to kind of look at the emotional correspondence of this as well. So we got involved with them and built some soundscapes that were built around profiles of the chocolate, and then we tested those for emotion and looked at what the match was and the outcome of all of that.
So, for example, I like good, powerful rock music. What sort of chocolate would I be in for?
Well, rock music is typically faster tempos, high energy, and that correlates more with the modern flavors in Cadbury, so the jelly popping candy or the crunchy bits. I mean, if you think about even the sound of the chocolate itself, crunchy and popping and rock music, it all fits together. Our research showed that.
Some may say I'm more of a fruit nut, but that's just another entirely different conversation. And I love dark chocolate as well. But you can, if you just go through somebody's record collection, then can you say, right, I think you're going to be a lovely milk smooth chocolate person?
Yes, although our emotions change from time to time, and because of that, what you really want to do is find the chocolate that's congruent with that. So if you're feeling a little more gentle or tender, maybe you want to put on a smooth jam, as they would say, then you'd want something that would be more like a dairy milk caramel or the classic dairy milk flavor. That would fit that. And if your mood is something different, you were talking about fruit and nut. Fruit and nut tends to be a little more playful and amusing. So you might find jazz that has some surprising changes here and there could fit that fruit and nut flavor better.
Does music really play such a big part when it comes to what we like to eat? Or is it the other way around?
Well, I think that the relationship is definitely symbiotic, if you will. I think music creates a lot of associations with memories, and flavors do the same thing. So there are certain pieces of music that we may associate with certain foods, and so when we hear that music, we may actually experience a craving. And sometimes an experience of food goes with a moment when we remember a soundtrack in the background, and it works the other way. But these are really powerful associations, and a lot of the research into the way our senses work together tends to suggest that what we can actually do is intensify the experiences by aligning all of the sensory elements.
Because especially, you know, on Valentine's Day, people are trying to create a romantic mood and the ambiance, and, you know, it's all everything to do with the whole loved up emotions. And so we're looking at just the whole complete sensory perception then of what goes on around the loved up atmosphere of Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
And are you going to be spending Valentine's Day with some nice smooth chocolate and some good music?
Yes. And because I like to mix it up, I may start with something a little mellow and smooth and enjoy some Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramel and then finish it off with some crunchy bits and some exciting music.
I'm also one of these people that I love the sweet and the sour that goes together. So if you get the chili in there, or I was the strange person that liked the chalk-dipped pretzels.
Right. Well, you know, we actually did some research last year into sound and spiciness, and what we found was that sounds that have a little bit of distortion and are faster and higher pitched, and maybe even have some cultural cues like a salsa or a samba rhythm, can heighten that experience of spiciness in a dish.
Well, I'm going to get the salsa tracks on and crack open the chili.
And have some Cadbury chocolate.
Love it. Listen, well, I always, chocolate in chili itself is fabulous.
It
just
is.
Emphasizes the flavor. In fact, a friend of mine's husband is cooking that very dish for us on Thursday night. God
Greg,
bless
well,
him.
I'll leave you my number so you can make sure I get an invitation.
Steve, you'll be first on the list. It's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much indeed, Steve Keller, and a very happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
Love.